Friday is upon us once more, that day of the week when one of our Culturefile guests recalls some of their favourites in reading, watching, listening, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of guitarist Michael O'Toole to share with us his Culturefile likes.
My name is Michael O'Toole and I'm a classical guitarist. I love Netflix. It's the last thing I do every night after the kids have gone to bed and everything. Me and my wife sit and we watch Netflix. And I suppose if I had to pick something, it would be probably a lot of what Ricky Gervais would have done. I loved The Office back in the day and I loved Extras. And I really liked Afterlife, which is the recent thing that he did. But I loved Extras and The Office. Afterlife is just this lovely program about a man whose wife has died and he's coming to terms with that and trying to be a nice person. And in Ricky Gervais's comedies, he's always bordering on being offensive, but then there's a sort of soft center at the end of it all, which is nice.
I've seen lonely people dying, people in pain. I don't think I've ever met anyone quite as sad as him.
I love the work of David Mitchell. I read Cloud Atlas when I was younger and Number Nine Dream. They were two of my favourite books and I just love his work. I know he's an English-born author, but I know he lives in Clonakilty in Cork and I just find him really, really interesting. I actually find him a really musical novelist because his books are separated into chapters which often return again and they sort of fold in a sort of a musical way on each other. And I always, maybe he isn't there. Maybe I'm just reading too much into his work, but that's why I really like him. I don't use podcasts very much, but I do love the TED radio hour whenever it comes on because they're just very interesting. I've always meant to go and find them and just kind of try and listen to more of them because I just find them really interesting. I don't use Spotify. I do still buy CDs and still get. I've kind of almost tried to use iTunes and do things like that, but I'm still pretty traditional. I'm pretty old school. Whether it's the original violin or the classical guitar arrangement, I love the Chaconne in D minor by Bach. Just sticks with me always as a piece that I love to both play and listen to, and that just always is such a deep, beautiful piece. And I just love it, and I particularly love the little bit in the middle in deep when it goes into the major key, and it just really always does it for me, that piece. It's very hard, but at the same time, it also it carries you along. I find sometimes some of the suites are harder to play than the Chaconne because there might be a suite of 6-7 movements, which takes 20 minutes, and you've got to keep reinventing each piece, each movement, and keep getting inside the new mood of this thing. Whereas the Chaconne is just like taking a deep breath and just going for it, and 15 minutes later it's all over, and it's a wonderful kind of feeling of size, and yet it's almost over before it starts, you know. So I love that about the piece. It's great. I'm vegetarian, and my wife is also, and my kids are also. So we're kind of the odd people in the restaurant, the people who nobody really likes in the restaurant. And I suppose I don't have many favourites, but I do have a sense that I get fed up when it's always penne pasta. So if it's anything other than penne pasta, I think we're all pretty happy and we're all good to go. If I was in Dublin, I would love to go to the Hare Krishna restaurant in, I'm not a Hare Krishna, but I'd love to go to that restaurant, Govinda's. They just do really nice food, or any Indian restaurant then. I always like chana masala. I use, it's Emporio by Armani, because it was bought for me. I haven't really got big thoughts on it. I couldn't even describe the smell. My God, I'm very bad at that. I'm very bad at describing smells or describing ailments. If I'm sick, I can never know where I'm sick or anything. I just know I don't feel well.
The likes of Michael O'Toole there. Coming up, it's the Culturefile Weekly with Aisling Kelleher on information hygiene, Maurice Gohan on why walking sucks, the music of the magnetic resonator piano, and a nice long soak in a gong bath. That's all from 7 o'clock in the Culturefile Weekly here on RTE Lyric FM.